Moncrief on News Talk.
When you buy honey, can you be sure it's honey? A paper just published by the Institute of International and European Affairs claims that almost half the honey in European supermarkets, including Ireland, is likely to be adulterated with sugar syrup and other substances. We're joined by Lynn Ingram, a Somerset beekeeper and chair of the Honey Authenticity Network in the UK. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me on.
So the honey that is adulterated, where is it coming from?
Well, a lot of it is coming from, so in the UK, a lot of it is coming from China, but also in the EU, a lot comes from India and Vietnam. So those are the main places where we're seeing this sort of very cheap adulterated honey coming in.
And you wouldn't, I wouldn't have associated those parts of the world with honey production at all, really. What are they putting into them? Put it another way, what percentage of it is actual honey?
Well, that varies, to be honest. Some of the honeys are, have a lot of sugar syrup added into them. And with some undercover footage that we've recently seen, we found the people, some of the staff in the Chinese honey factories, suggesting that you might add 90% syrup to some actual, genuine honey to dilute it, to bulk up then the amount that you've got to sell. But it is going to vary, and that's what all the testing's for, to try and work out what exactly is going on.
Yeah, would such honey, and I'm making air quotes when I'm saying that now, just by looking at it or putting a knife or a spoon into it, would you be immediately be able to tell the difference between that and real honey?
I think the clue really is in the price. We're seeing honeys on the shelves at 69p for a 12-ounce jar, or, really ridiculously low prices. And that's the clue. Nobody can make genuine honey for that price. So that's your first red flag, if you like. If you're seeing something called honey at that sort of price, it's not going to be real honey. And the other clue is then if you look at the back of the label, you'll see that it will say something like a blend of EU or a blend of non-EU honey. So you don't even actually know where it is, but where it's from. But if you open the jar and dip your spoon in, these type of things are designed to look like a genuine honey. But as you know, real honey doesn't just have one flavour. It's not just sweet. Real honey has loads of different colours, lots of flavours, because the honey is coming from the nectar from flowers, and every flower produces a different nectar. And that's what's really unique. It's like a fine wine or something. Honey is really different according to where it comes from.
And so at the moment, either in the UK or the EU, what's the regulation around this?
There are regulations, and it does say that if you're calling something honey, it cannot have anything added to it. Honey has to be 100% pure honey. It doesn't. And actually in the EU, there's a new honey directive, which is coming into force, which states that if it is a blend, rather than having that rather vague term of blend of non-EU honeys, it has to list the countries of origin according to how much is, like an ordinary ingredient. So the top four of those would have to have the percentages as well. So that at least when that comes in, consumers will be able to look at a label and think, okay, that's got 80% Chinese, 4% Spanish, or whatever it might be, and make an informed choice about what's in there. Whereas at the moment, it's very difficult if you just have these really vague statements about a blend.
Yeah. In the UK, what's the regulatory situation?
At the moment, we still have the statement about the blend. And our current honey regs are linked with the EU Honey Directive, that was there before. And I think because we've had a recent election, sort of debate and discussion, and any sort of legal changes got delayed. And so that decision about whether we take on this has still to be made.
And the things they're putting into the honey, Are they trying to stay one step ahead of potential testers?
Oh, yeah. That's the extraordinary thing. It's a bit of an arms race. So many years ago, honey was adulterated with corn syrup. And so the scientists were able to develop a test which was able to detect that. And no sooner had that been done than they then moved on to rice and beet syrups. And again, a test got developed, it got accredited, et cetera, et cetera. But it is like an arms race. So no sooner have the scientists, the laboratories developed a test that seems to be able to detect the current adulteration than another way around it is developed. And so NMR, nuclear magnetic resonance, was seen as a very hopeful, promising test and is in the process of being accredited at the moment, even though that's been used for a long time. But we've just discovered in recent weeks that, in fact, the fraudsters have now developed something they call NMR-proof honey. So that if you buy that particular honey, again, honey in air quotes, from them, that is designed to get through the NMR test.
Yeah.
And really shocking. And then, interestingly, the same, and it's from this video footage, the undercover video footage, they also talked about having a UK-grade honey. And that's because the UK government really doesn't do any testing. That's, you know, we know that the testing is minimal, if any, is done. And that's, the fraudsters know that. And so now they've developed this very, very cheap, lowest price honey of all that is for sale to the UK where no testing is done.
And I presumably all of this is hurting honey manufacturers all around Europe.
Yeah, so real honey producers, beekeepers, honey bee farmers, they are really being damaged because their businesses are, what would normally happen is the packers, the people who pack it into the jars, you know, that we'd see for sale everywhere, usually would buy honey from the real, you know, people who are producing genuine honey. But because these super cheap stuff is so attractive, if you, you know, thinking of a bit your business and making money, they are buying from real honey producers less and less, or off such incredibly low prices that the real bee farmers, the real beekeepers, aren't able to have a genuine business, you know, viable business anymore. Mm. And all over Europe, we're seeing beekeepers going out of business left, right, and centre.
Lynn, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Lynn Ingram there, a Somerset beekeeper and the chair of the Honey Authenticity Network UK.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.